Coach's Insight programs continuing here on KARE 93.7 FM. Brandon Tamman with you, and we're going to talk a little bit about Jefferson County North hoops, and we're joined by the girls' basketball coach, that is Steve Knoll. It's brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Coach, hard to believe we're at the end of the regular season, and we'll dive into those thoughts on the season as a whole, but you guys wrapped it up Tuesday night at ACCHS. Big-time win, 52-19. You know, give us a few thoughts and takeaways on your team's regular season finale.
You know, I thought we played pretty well there last night. We came out and put up 12 in the first quarter, but again, as with all season, our seniors led us. I think scoring-wise, Emily had 14, Abby had 13, and Clara had 14. So pretty even scoring from there. And then my freshman and sophomore kind of filled in with, you know, the rest of the points there. So, you know, just whole season long, it's kind of, last night's game was kind of like our whole season. We had moments where we didn't play real great, but as the game went on, we kind of got a little better. And, you know, I think that's kind of what we did last night. We got better as the game went on, and hopefully we can use that to build on when we go into Substate next week.
Yeah, Substate next week. We'll talk about it in a moment. But what's just kind of the overall thoughts on the regular season now that it's done? 15-5, 13-3 in league play. The league was very talented once again. Moorhill Mounts Academy comes out of nowhere and wins their first league championship in a long time. And obviously you guys have always put together a solid seasons year in and year out. But, you know, 15-5 and 13-3, that's pretty solid.
Oh, yes. We obviously had our shots there for, you know, kind of getting a share of the league title. Went to overtime with Moorhill. You know, Luke does a great job with them up there. They won the league outright, but we had our moments that we looked pretty good in the league, and we had some other games that we just kind of either squeaked by or came up on the kind of the short end of it. But overall, to kind of sit there in second place, when I think in preseason the best we were picked anywhere was probably around third place. You know, we were at least better than that, and, you know, I think a lot of people didn't figure we would even, you know, be up close to the top, since we were going to have a lot of younger girls playing as well. And, you know, like I said, our seniors led us most of the year, but our younger girls stepped up and hit key shots and played some good defense down the stretches when we needed them to each game.
You guys are going to be hosting this Class 2A Substate starting next week, and it is not going to be an easy challenge to get through, or it's certainly going to be a challenge. Can't really put easy in there, but you get one of the top teams, of course, in the classification in Riverside, and we mentioned Moorhill, who are the league champs this year. Both teams going 18-2. Riverside, of course, has the reigning 2A player of the year. And Taylor Weiser, she just went over 1,500 career points in her career. You guys are sitting right there as the 3 seed. Looks like you guys are going to get Valley Falls in that opener. But a lot of NEKL teams, of course, you're very familiar with. You add Riverside, who's a very good team once again, made it all the way to the state title a year ago. Care Paravel, Horton McLeod, Valley Falls, Oskaloosa, Pea Ridge, Moorhill, and Riverside. But just kind of an overall thought and takeaway, it looks like you guys again get Valley Falls, but a very challenging Substate nonetheless.
Oh, definitely. There's not going to be, like you said, an easy game in there. You know, we played Valley Falls last Friday night, and that went into late fourth quarter before we pulled away hitting some free throws. Hopefully it's kind of a little of a rematch game for us, because last year they got us the first round of Substate at our place, and that was the first time in a number of years we'd lost that first round game. So, you know, doesn't matter who you get this time of year, it's a one-and-done deal, so you just got to come out ready to play. And, you know, like I said, hopefully we can use that Effingham game last night as some momentum for us, you know, coming in and being ready to go. And, you know, we've got no game this Friday, so we can kind of focus a little more on Valley. I think Valley's still got a game there on Friday, so, you know, whether that's our advantage or their advantage, I'm not sure yet, but, you know, hopefully, you know, we can learn from mistakes of the past like last year and learn what we weren't doing right against Valley a week ago and kind of build on that. And if we were fortunate enough to get by that, it doesn't get any easier. So,
yeah, certainly going to be a tough challenge, and we'll have coverage of that. Jefferson County North 2A Substate right here on KARE 93.7 FM starting next week. That is Steve Knoll, Jefferson County North girls basketball coach, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Coach, again, congrats on the success here in the regular season. We'll talk to you one more time before Substate.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brandon. I appreciate it.